Where are we on North Korea? Today, South Korean officials met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang to set the stage for a meeting between Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in later this month and maybe get those talks between the U.S. and North Korea back on track. Let's bring in Jim Walsh, here now security analyst from MIT's Security Studies Program, to look at a couple of security questions, including one raised in that new Bob Woodward book. Hi, Jim.
How are you?
So to North Korea, I'm good. But this big summit between President Trump and Kim in June in Singapore ended with a promise from President Trump that there would be denuclearization. Then in August, he tweeted that he told his Secretary of State Pompeo not to go to a meeting because there hadn't been enough movement on denuclearization. And he blamed China for that. And he said it was because of Trump's tough trade talk. What's your sense of what's happened here?
I think we're at a stalemate. One of the most interesting things that happened in those intervening months was that at one point, Secretary of Defense Mattis made some noises that maybe we would restart military exercises with the South Koreans. And then the president immediately tweeted afterwards and said, no, we're not going to do that, and praised Kim, basically throwing water on that idea. That tells me that the White House, or President Trump in particular, doesn't want to see a return to missile tests, nuclear tests, military exercise, back to the bad old days. And so I would think that at least for, you know, till the midterms at least, we're going to be in this period of stasis. We have some good news. That would be that the president has appointed a new special representative to negotiate with North Korea. And the bad news is he can't talk to anyone because the trip was canceled. But I think we're just sort of in a period of stalemate. The North Koreans want us to do something. We want the North Koreans to do something, and we can't seem to find a way to talk about how we both do things at the same time.
And you know, what does it need? Does it need more muscle, more lubricant? You know, at Iran talks, for instance, they took a long time.
They took 3 years, 3 years. You know, negotiation is hard. And so I expect that if we're going to make progress here, first by freezing the program and then moving on beyond that, it's going to take a year, 2 years to negotiate that. You know, nuclear stuff is complex. There are a lot of details, but it means that people have to sit in a room, and they also have to be willing to act reciprocally, to say, if you do X, I'll do Y. If you do one, I'll do three. And that's the way they proceed. You can't simply order other folks to do stuff, and they can't tell us what to do.
Okay, let's look at some other things. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Pakistan for a few hours today. He wants to reset the U.S.-Pakistan relationship, but the Pentagon just canceled a $300 million payment to Pakistan over Pentagon concerns that Islamabad isn't taking a hard enough line against terror groups. Where's this relationship going?
Well, this has been a troubled relationship for decades, preceding President Trump. You'll remember that back in January of this year, the U.S. announced it was going to cut $900 million of aid. And that sort of goes back and forth. We cut aid, then we release it, then we cut it, then we release it, because we have a deeply complex relationship with Pakistan. They have nuclear weapons. They're not a democracy, really, to speak of, even though they recently had an election. They have their fingerprints all over Afghanistan.
Right.
Lots of different equities, and it's hard to beat them up on the one hand, but also achieve our objectives, for example, in Afghanistan, on the other hand. So they've been a problem ally, and they will continue to be a problem
ally. Let's take a minute on Afghanistan. This week, an American troop was killed by someone in a friendly uniform, a police uniform, I think. This is the second insider attack this summer. It underscores that this is, you know, the 17-year war. And as his time as U.S. commander in Afghanistan ended, General John Nicholson said, it's time for that war to end. That seemed like an extraordinary statement from an American military leader. How secure do you feel about Afghanistan?
I think it's more the same. You're right to mention 17 years, longest running war in American history. And when I saw the exit of John Nicholson and the appointment of Scott Miller, I was reminded of that movie with Brad Pitt, The War Machine. It got a terrible rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but I sort of liked it. We rotate new guys in. They're all full of enthusiasm, but the fundamentals don't change.
Yeah.
17 years later, the Afghan army is not so great, and we cannot win this single-handedly. We cannot win it on our own. And so we're now sort of reduced to not winning, but fighting not to lose. And that is just a recipe for this going on and on. I think the president had the right instinct. He wanted to draw down and get out, but he eventually gave in to Secretary Mattis and his national security advisors.
Speaking of the president, we just have to ask quickly about Bob Woodward's upcoming explosive book about the president and his administration. According to Woodward, the president talked about assassinating Syria's President Assad. Chief of Staff John Kelly and Defense Secretary Mattis viewed the president as a threat to national security. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, we talked about North Korea. I thought the president had the right impulse there. We talked about Afghanistan. I thought the president has the right impulse there. But the problem is that he is a man of impulse, and that can get you in a lot of trouble as well as point you in the right direction. Frankly, it sort of confirms what all of us have been hearing for a long time, why there were so many Republican never-Trumpers, that the president may not have the temperament or the knowledge to be able to execute his responsibilities, and therefore staff are going around his back. Now, with that book out, that's a situation that will get worse, not better, I believe.
Jim Walsh, here now, security analyst with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.